than conquerors. So if nothing else, I almost wear my football jersey today, because I want this to be a pep rally. Last week we talked a lot about God's plan and not looking at the short term, looking at the long term. And it can be very tempting, to get a little bit down as we go through all of this stuff. And here's the thing. We are Christians. We are children of God. And the Bible tells us that we are, in fact, more than conquerors. So when it comes time to consider not just what's going to happen, but how do we conduct ourselves during these crazy times, we need to go to the Scripture. We need to go to the Word of the Lord. So whenever you go to the Word of the Lord, and I would encourage everyone to develop this habit, when you go to the Word of the Lord, when you open that book, wherever you stopped last time, before you go to the Word of the Lord, just simply go to the Lord and ask Him for His blessing upon your reading time, and let Him, through the Holy Spirit, guide you. So as we begin, let's pray over the reading of the Word. Heavenly Father, we thank You for sending this message down to us through the ages, Your children, those You care about. As we read the words that You've preserved over time, we pray that, Lord, You would send a special message to us, that we would grasp what it is that You're trying to tell us. The reading of the Word should be blessed, so we bless this time. We ask and invite You into our hearts as we study. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've been going through weeks of doom and gloom every day. Every day, scrolling numbers, statistics, things like how many people have gotten the illness and how many people have passed on because of the illness. And it's numbers after numbers, and how many pieces of equipment and how much money, and the numbers can become overwhelming at times. I've even had several people talk about whether these are the end times, which kind of gets me going, because we've been through stuff like this many, many times over the centuries. There's nothing about what's going on right now that any other difficult time would point to the end times. The end times will be when the end times will be. Let's not worry about that. This social distancing thing is so very against what we are to be as Christians. It's pretty much the opposite of what we should be. What we are forgetting is that we are not alone when we are alone. Let me say that again. We get it in our heads that we're alone, but we're not alone when we're alone. We have already defeated all this worldly stress and strife. By entering into God's Word, we gain a little perspective. So let's turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. We've been in Romans for a while now. And if you'll recall, as you're turning to Romans chapter 8, we're going to be picking up the story at verse 33. So the book of Romans, just a little background. Paul is writing to the Romans church. That is the people of God who are in the city of Rome, the capital of the Roman Empire. And Christianity at this time is not a popular thing. The Romans were not friendly to Christians. So Paul's writing this letter to these Roman Christians, trying to encourage them in a time when it's actually a dangerous thing to be a Christian. So in Romans chapter 8, he's really trying to show these Christians that you don't need to worry about that stuff, because you've already won. So let's read. We're going to go through Romans chapter 8, verse 33 through 39. Let me read all the way through it, and then we'll come back to it a little bit. So we begin by saying this. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Do you remember how I've been telling you all along that through him who loves us, we're talking about the children of God. He concludes this passage by saying this, for I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels or rulers nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Oh, will we go through tough times? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Did you hear what it says, though? We are more than conquerors. We've won. A Christian who really understands their faith understands it in this way. Look, if you were going to go to the Super Bowl and you already knew before you arrived at the stadium who was going to win, and your team, which you knew was going to win, is down 3 touchdowns at the end of the fourth quarter, if you already knew they were going to rally and win, you wouldn't be upset. You'd still be cheering because you already know you're going to win. Listen, folks, our team has already won. We've already won. So you need to conduct yourself as if you've already won and not let all this stuff bother you. We have a good friend of ours. His name is Brian Harrington. He's a business acquaintance of Kelly's. And he posted this recently, and I want to quote from this guy because he's not a pastor, he's not a preacher, he's just a Christian who looked at all the stuff that's going on, and he said something very interesting. Listen to what he said. Oops, sorry. Where's my quote? There we go. This is what he says. God is not doing crowd math on whether or not it's safe.